Julius, if one of the young guys here said, what's the secret to playing a real long time at a real high level, what would you tell them?
Just to take care of themselves in the off season. Try to keep your body in shape, try to do things right and continue to work hard. Enjoy the grind, enjoy the process, and that'll be my advice.
Last week, Mike McCarthy mentioned that you do your running with the defensive backs. What's that all about? Can you talk about that?
I've been doing that since college. It's just something that I like to run. Like, that's my thing. I like to run in the off season. So whenever I have a chance to get with those little guys and try to push myself and use one of those guys as a rabbit, I try to jump in there with them, see if I can keep up.
So you truly enjoy the process and all this, the OTAs, all that still?
Yeah. I can't say that I enjoy this part of the season, you know, as much as the regular season, obviously, but it is part of the process. It is something that's necessary, so you have to come to work with that mindset to get it done.
Coach, what do you think of having Clay back on the outside?
I think it's great. I think that's his natural position. He's going to get back there where he can put more pressure on the quarterback. I think it's going to help out the team in a lot of different ways.
Have you had to make any adjustments during the offseason as your career has gone deep later and later into your career?
Well, not really. The only thing is I just don't take as much time off now. When I was a little younger, I could take 2-3 months off without doing anything. Now I can't do that. I gotta stay active, normally right after the season ends.
How much time do you take off now?
Probably like a month.
Julius, how important is it to have people like you, Clay, Aaron, Jordy, all the veteran guys here for these off-season workouts?
It's always important because, like I said, this is an important thing, not necessarily for the veterans taking reps and getting practice reps in. It's more about us being here, sharing information and knowledge with the young guys, trying to set an example and help them develop.
Do you think it's more important with the CBA limiting what you can do in training camp? Mike always talks about how, man, you can't coach them up like you used to be able to. Does that make this just more important?
Yeah, I think so. For the young guys especially, they need to be here. They need to get as many reps as they can. They need to learn the installs. They need to learn the playbook. They need to try to take advantage of this time because it has been cut, the time that we can spend together. So for the developmental process, it's crucial for the younger players.
Do you look around this locker room at all and kind of think like, oh, I am kind of getting up there and I have been around a while?
Not really. I really don't feel that way. To be honest with you, I feel like I'm one of these young guys, but most days, some days I get up and I feel like an old man, but for the most part, I still feel pretty good coming into work.
How long do you want to do this? You want to sign another deal somewhere?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm taking it one day at a time right now, not even 1 year at a time right now. It's just how I feel every day coming in. I still love doing it, so I'm going to keep doing it until I lose the passion.
What does it mean to be in the top 10 all-time in sacks now?
Not much. Not much. One day it'll mean something, but while I'm playing, I'm still trying to climb the list. You know, I'm still trying to get a couple more sacks. Maybe one day when I'm retired, I'll look back and say that's cool. But right now, it's just I'm still working.
The young guys talked about how much help that you guys, like the vets, have given them. Did you get help like that in Carolina when you were there too, where the veterans there as help?
Yeah, of course. Like I said earlier, it was a different time back then. We had more practice, a lot more practice, a lot more reps, and truthfully, there were a lot more veterans on the team. So, we had a good group of guys down there that helped out a lot.
Aaron said he's got to walk up to younger players on offense and say, hey, I'm Aaron. Yeah. Let's talk. Come to me. You have to probably do the same thing for your guys too, right?
Yeah. It's natural. It's natural. Some of these guys feel a little nervous, a little intimidated coming in here in the first couple of days. So you want to just make them feel welcome as possible and say what's up, introduce yourself.
So they can ask you questions too.
Yeah, of course. We're all here to help each other.